Good morning. How are you guys this morning? Where is everybody? I think they were all at the 8 o'clock. They came early. We had a bunch of kids there. Well, I'm wondering, what is our season right now? We're in what? Lent. How do you know we're in Lent?
Because it's very sad songs.
The precious Lamb of God. What else? How else do we know that it's Lent? What else do you notice? Anything?
There's no organ.
Thank you. Very true. What else do you notice? Do you notice any change in the color? Yes.
Black or purple?
It's purple or black a lot during Lent. Yeah, purple. That's the color of royalty. So yeah, there's all kinds of ways that we can see that it's Lent. But there's one more thing that you may have noticed that's sort of missing in Lent. Yeah. Think about it. Right before we read the gospel, we sing a word. Can you think of what that word might be? Well, yeah, we sang that one. Have mercy. I need a little help. Come help me in. We'll see if this is a good hint. There's a word that we put away during Lent. Come on. So you take that end, and you take this end, and then it'll tell us what the word is that we put away during Lent. What's that word? We put away the hallelujah. It's a word. Hallelujah means kind of praise God. And we're so happy and everything is wonderful. And we put it away during Lent because during Lent, we're thinking about Jesus in a little bit different way. In 4 weeks, we're going to pull this word out and there's going to be flowers and light and drums and trombones and what else?
Organ.
Oh, and the choir and
organ.
Helicopters flying over. But up until then, you never know with me what may happen. But during Lent, we put all of that away. So let's start rolling that up. Because we're going to think about Jesus as he gets ready to go to Jerusalem where he's going to be on the cross. And so we pray and we spend time thinking about Jesus and we put away the Alleluia. So you're going to help me hide the Alleluia as we do every year. So you guys, oh no, what do we do now? It's the broken rubber band of Lent. Do you have one? Leave it to the choir. She's probably got an espresso machine in here too. Fabulous. We don't need that intro. We're done with that intro. Here, I'll take the intro and everything. Thank you. Here, you can have a broken rubber band. Don't spend it all in one place. Where would you like to hide the Alleluia, you guys? Where would you like to hide it? Don't tell anybody. Because we have to, and by the way, you have to remember, because 1 year I forgot where it was. You want to put it where? Oh, but then it'll be in my way there, and I'll pull it out. Yeah. Where?
Speaker.
That's an organ. Should we hide it? I can't get up there.
I can. I'll carry it up there myself.
Do you want to put it over the organ, maybe?
Yeah.
Kind of hide it over there?
I can't.
Okay, where do you want to put it? Over here? Come on. Let's go hide it. Where shall we hide the Alleluia? Somewhere over here. Where do you think?
Stairs.
No, we don't want to go up the stairs. No one wants to go up the stairs, trust me. How about... Nah, yeah, I know you have. How about right over here? I know, I told him to turn around. You ready? But it right in there.
They're watching.
Now we have put away the Alleluia, and we can start Lent. So remember, during this time, what I want you to do is one of the things that we do during Lent is we pray. So this week, I want you to think about praying. And what is prayer? How do you pray? You just talk to God. So this week, I want you to spend some time, as you're getting ready in Lent, just spending a few minutes every day just praying. And if you're not sure what to do, I bet if you ask your parents, they'll say, this is how we can help talk to God. So this week, pray. Next week, it's going to be something else. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.